听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, In Memory of the Challenger Astronauts, by Ronald Reagan. We come together today to mourn the loss of 7 brave Americans, to share the grief that we all feel, and perhaps in that sharing, to find the strength to bear our sorrow, and the courage to look for the seeds of hope. Our nation's loss is first a profound personal loss to the family and the friends and the loved ones of our shuttle astronauts. To those they left behind, the mothers, the fathers, the husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, yes, and especially the children. All of America stands beside you in your time of sorrow. What we say today is only an inadequate expression of what we carry in our hearts. Words pale in the shadow of grief. They seem insufficient even to measure the brave sacrifice of those you loved and we so admired. Their truest testimony will not be in the words we speak, but in the way they led their lives, and in the way they lost their lives, with dedication, honor, and an unquenchable desire to explore this mysterious and beautiful universe. The best we can do is remember our 7 astronauts, our Challenger 7. Remember them as they lived, bringing life and love and joy to those who knew them and pride to a nation. They came from all parts of this great country, from South Carolina to Washington State, Ohio to Montauk, New York, Hawaii to North Carolina, to Concord, New Hampshire. They were so different, yet in their mission, their quest, they held so much in common. We remember Dick Scobee, the commander who spoke the last words we heard from the Space Shuttle Challenger. He served as a fighter pilot in Vietnam, earning many medals for bravery, and later as a test pilot for advanced aircraft before joining the space program. Danger was a familiar companion to Commander Scobee. We remember Michael Smith, who earned enough medals as a combat pilot to cover his chest, including the Navy Distinguished Flying Cross, 3 Air Medals, and the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry, with Silver Star in gratitude from the nation he fought to keep free. We remember Judith Resnick, known as JR to her friends, always smiling, always eager to make a contribution, finding beauty in the music she played on her piano in her off hours. We remember Ellison Onizuka, who, as a child, running barefoot through the coffee fields and macadamia graves of Hawaii, dreamed of someday traveling to the moon. Being an Eagle Scout, he said, had helped him soar to the impressive achievements of his career. We remember Ronald McNair, who said that he learned perseverance in the cotton fields of South Carolina. His dream was to live aboard the space station, performing experiments and playing his saxophone in the weightlessness of space. Well, Ron, we will miss your saxophone, and we will build your space station. We remember Gregory Jarvis. On that ill-fated flight, he was carrying with him a flag of his university in Buffalo, New York. A small token, he said, to the people who unlocked his future. We remember Christa McAuliffe, who captured the imagination of the entire nation, inspiring us with her pluck, her restless spirit of discovery, a teacher not just to her students, but to an entire people, instilling us all with the excitement of this journey we ride into the future. We will always remember them, these skilled professionals, scientists, and adventurers. These artists and teachers and family men and women, and we will cherish each of these stories, stories of triumph and bravery, stories of true American heroes. On the day of the disaster, our nation held a vigil by our television sets. In one cruel moment, our exhilaration turned to horror. We waited and watched and tried to make sense of what we had seen that night. I listened to a call-in program on the radio. People of every age spoke of their sadness and the pride they felt in our astronauts. Across America, we are reaching out, holding hands, and finding comfort in one another. The sacrifice of your loved ones has stirred the soul of our nation, and through the pain, our hearts have been opened to a profound truth. The future is not free. The story of all human progress is one of a struggle against all odds. We learned again that this America, which Abraham Lincoln called the last best hope of men on earth, was built on heroism and noble sacrifice. It was built by men and women like our seven-star voyagers, who answered a call beyond duty, who gave more than was expected or required, and who gave it little thought of worldly reward. We think back to the pioneers of an earlier century, the sturdy souls who took their families and their belongings and set out into the frontier of the American West. Often they met with terrible hardship. Along the Oregon Trail, you could still see the grave markers of those who fell on the way, but grief only steeled them to journey ahead. Today, the frontier is space and the boundaries of human knowledge. Sometimes, when we reach for the stars, we fall short, but we must pick ourselves up again and press on, despite the pain. Our nation is indeed fortunate that we can still draw on immense reservoirs of courage, character, and fortitude, that we're still blessed with heroes like those of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Dick Scobee knew that every launching of a space shuttle is a technological miracle, and he said, "If something ever does go wrong, I hope that doesn't mean the end of the space shuttle program." Every family member I talk to asks specifically that we continue the program. That is what their departed loved ones, we will not disappoint them. Today, we promise Dick Scobee and his crew that their dream lives on, that the future they worked so hard to build will become reality. The dedicated men and women of NASA have lost 7 members of their family. Still, they too must forge ahead with a space program that is effective, safe, and efficient, but bold and committed. Man will continue his conquest of space to reach out for new goals and even greater achievements. That is the way we shall commemorate our 7 Challenger heroes. Dick, Mike, Judy, Elle, Ron, Greg, and Krista, your families and your country mourn your passing. We bid you goodbye. We will never forget you. For those who knew you well and loved you, the pain will be deep and enduring. A nation, too, will long feel the loss of her 7 sons and daughters, her 7 good friends. We can find consolation only in faith, for we know in our hearts that you who flew so high and so proud now make your home beyond the stars, safe in God's promise of eternal life. May God bless you all and give you a comfort in this difficult time.